Hello and welcome to another episode of
Horror Imas.
Now, I hope everyone had a beautiful and fun-filled Halloween weekend. I sure did. If you guys heard last week's episode, I was very much hungover. And that's all me.
And even though last time I said, I don't hesitate to kiss trick-or-treating, jokes on me. I did have to take them trick-or-treating. And I actually have a funny story. While we were trick-or-treating, my son was like, Mom, I'm so thirsty. And I was like, okay, here's some water. But chugs my water. And then he's like, damn, there's no stores around here. I'm really thirsty. And I'm like, no, Papi, there's no stores around here. You just got to wait till we get back. When the other group that we're trick-or-treating with is like, oh my God, your son just asked that lady for some water.
Oh my God.
After they gave him his candy, he very politely said, oh my God, thank you so much. However, can I have a glass of water? He comes back with a gold Solo cup with ice and water.
The gold Solo cup was a great touch on their part.
Listen, that's my son.
They're fancy.
Killing it.
You know, truly is killing it.
So hopefully, I don't know if you guys know who Sammy and who La Bruja is right now, but I'm La Bruja.
And I'm Sammy La Vampira.
Oh my God.
It's going to eventually stick to you and you're going to enjoy it at one point, right?
Like, I'm not going to like it.
I feel like you will. One day you're going to look at me and be like, wow, La Vampira. And then I'm going to be like, oh my God, do we just become best friends? That part's kind of like, if you guys know that.
Then you're going to give me a go. So, November, the month of November. You thought because October was over, the horror was done. Think again.
It's never done.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a wide variety of Thanksgiving horror movies, but there are quite a few. So every week we're going to...
And questionable. I mean, there's some that I'm kind of like, not too sure about this movie, but we're going to dive into it because you know what? We're here for that reason.
So yeah, so for the next 4 weeks before Thanksgiving, we're going to do two Thanksgiving-related or horror movies.
That are somewhat Thanksgiving related. Like,
for example, some are super Thanksgiving and some just happen to be on the day of Thanksgiving. And then that's about all they are, Thanksgiving-ish.
That is a good question to ask the viewers. Would you consider that a Thanksgiving movie if it was done during a Thanksgiving time? Or does it have to be totally Thanksgiving related for it to be considered, you know, like a Thanksgiving
movie? And you'll see what we're talking about after we talk about these two movies. So if you follow us on our Instagram, Horrorimas, I did a quick little story where I told you guys what movies we were going to be talking about so that you could watch them. So the first movie we're going to talk, what is that in your hand? I thought that
it
was
is, I'm sorry, you guys can see it now, but I'm holding a wooden fake hand. I bought it at IKEA. It was $9. I don't know.
Like one of those drawing hands.
Yes, that is what it is. And it was calling me, and I was like, you know what?
I have one too. Look at it up here.
That's it. But oh, it's because my screen is covering. I see it now. Look at that.
So the first movie we're going to talk about, you can access this movie on Amazon Prime. It is a free movie. It is, why am I talking? Like,
Don't worry. All right, so we're going to.
The movie is called Christy.
From 2014.
And it's spelled K-R-I-S-T-Y.
It's, you know, it takes place on Thanksgiving break. We have this girl who she decides during Thanksgiving break, she is going to stay alone in her campus with, you know, her security guard.
First of all, that's super weird.
You know, she decides to stay there because of financial reasons and, you know, I guess judgmental parents per se. So she decides, why not just stay alone in a college campus and
all by myself?
all by myself. I mean, her security guard is there, but like, is he though? I mean, is he?
And,
but
and yeah, he's the front gate guy. And that's it.
And little does she know is that she's going to be terrorized this whole, I mean, I feel like it was, it's supposed to be Thanksgiving break, but it took place in like, this whole terrorizing thing was like a whole night extravaganza.
It was a long night.
Yeah, it was like a long night. And it was by a bunch of, I guess I want to say, I
mean, they're a cult. So it starts off originally, the movie starts off with a cult and they're talking, they say Christy. And then they're saying, Christy is a girl of God. She thinks she's better than everybody else and she's well off and we need to kill them all.
And like, their big thing was that Christy for them was a very pretty young girl who, in their eyes, when they look at her, they think, wow, she has got her shit together. But in reality,
the same thing.
This girl.
She's like, I really don't, guys.
Guys, my name's Justine, bro. Take it easy.
So the thing is that her friend who does have it together, I think she's the daughter of some politician. She's like, hey, girl, you can stay with my Beamer this weekend.
And which, also kind friend.
I would not lend anybody my Beamer. So then she stays with the Beamer and she takes the Beamer out for a Munchies run to like a Quick Stop or something or a 7-Eleven. And that's where she runs into these people.
And you they're also, like, wow. Oh, yeah.
They're like, wow, that's a really nice car. And you're super pretty. And then the terrorizing begins.
Fun fact, the girl that she bumps into is Ashley Green. She is from Twilight. Did you catch that? Did you catch that?
I've never seen Twilight.
Oh, God, this is a never-ending argument that we're never going to
resolve this story. I'm just not into glittery vampires. I did see it said Ashley Green, and I was like, I completely forgot to look for her.
You probably said that name sounds super familiar. If I you did. Only saw the Twilight movies, then you'd be like,
then I would have known. I mean, she does look very different because she has like piercings all on her lip and super emo.
She's looking real rough, if you ask me. It's hard for the eyes. But other than that, the movie itself, though, I have to say, this girl, Justine, the main character, the one that they are terrorizing, these cults, I tell you that she is a badass. Yeah, obviously in the beginning, you know, she's nervous. You know, who wouldn't be, right? But she gets it together. She just starts giving them her all.
She starts murking them one by one.
I mean, the kills were amazing.
So they're recording her the whole time, and that's how they terrorize her until they're like, all right, we're done recording you. Now we're going to kill you.
I feel like though that, okay, so they are a cult and they are recording her, but they're also posting this into like the dark web. So they got to be getting some money out of this. Some money.
Oh, definitely.
You're not just doing this. And unless you're like actual psychopath. I mean, regardless, that's still psychopathic behavior. I will say though, in this movie, I did think, why not just go with your boyfriend? Your boyfriend was very much insistent.
I mean, she was a little bothered, she said, by, I guess, his mom's the way of, I can't even think of what it is, like the way she reacts to her. And she was like, oh, because this girl works as a dishwasher. So he was like, oh, why am I going to go so your mom can ask me about my dishwashing internship? Like, I guess she shuns her for being poorer than her.
Which kind of sucks. Also, who doesn't love washing dishes? That's like,
oh, my, I despise dishes. Washing dishes. You are psycho. Sign them.
I literally made the comment.
Is a serial killer.
We were watching it. I was watching it with Peppers. And I saw the lady and she was washing the dishes and the guy's like, don't work too hard. And I literally turned around and I was like, wow, if there's dream jobs, that would be mine. Love washing dishes. Oh. And she seems like she's doing it in a cool place. Also, the dishes didn't seem too dirty. So that's another reason I said, wow.
I could not. no dishes for me, sir. So then, you know, she starts, I feel like everything goes wrong for her. It kind of gives you the same vibes as The Strangers, where they're terrorizing her.
Yeah, but I feel like,
and like they took they called the phone, like they were the police, like, oh, did someone try calling? And they fool her, and then she thinks that she's fine. First of all, I don't know if that do the cops? Yeah, I'm pretty sure the cops call you back.
These people are mad. These people in this movie are mad tech savvy, because like, how the hell was she able to call 911? But for some odd reason, you ended up with a psychopath on the other line. Explain that to me. The whole time
911 called her back, and then that's why the girl was like, "Oh," because it was the groundskeeper's phone. She's like, "Oh, you don't think his phone is all over campus?" Also, why is his phone all over?
That was really rude of her.
Also, how dare they kill the dog?
Oh, can I tell you that? Oh, Titus, that kill. That's the dog's name, Titus. Oh.
Like, listen, you can kill whoever you want, but don't kill an animal. How dare you kill an animal?
Right? Like, come on. He was just protecting
his person.
Like, that was not cool. Not cool. The movie, though, itself, it's, I think the cult is like five people, right? Five or six people?
It was one girl and three guys. Just this group, because they had groups all over the U.S.
Yeah, Portland, Colorado, Cincinnati. I feel like I just named a bunch of cities.
You were just like, let me name random cities.
No. Let me tell you, though. So that happened there.
But I didn't see none in Miami on that map.
Nah, man. No Hispanic person is going to be like, you know what?
Porque eso no pasa aquí.
Ay, eso no es la cosa tan... Muy buena, man.
Be like, wait, ¿esto qué le pasa?
I swear the whole time I was like, but why are we doing that? No, but don't do that. But I will say that she was able to figure it out, like that whole little bat swing with like the nails sticking out.
Oh, I don't even know what that thing is called. It's like a metal tie thing. And she wrapped it around a baseball bat with some nails and started swinging like she was Negan from The Walking Dead with that bat. I was get it, mama. Good for you, mama.
A good for you moment. Brought to you by the movie Christie.
I mean, let me see. Her first kill was... a guy. She rammed him into a pole.
Which I feel like that right there, I was like, don't do it. That's a waste of time.
Okay, can I tell you something? Most of these kills, I was like, can you check for sure that they're like 100% dead? Because I don't need these people to magically come back to life like Michael Myers. You think the car guy died 100%?
Not gonna lie. No.
Oh, well, she
I was kind of waiting for him to be like, peekaboo.
She did ram him into a concrete pillar. So we have that one. Then the second kill was she drowned the guy and with the baseball bat cracked his neck inside the water.
Backstory. She's actually an amazing, they portray her to be like a really good swimmer.
I think that's what her scholarship is for.
Yeah, so like she went in the water and she was holding her breath for God knows how long. I felt like it was like two and a half minutes. And the guy's struggling. And then she literally, you hear a under the water. She breaks this guy's neck. Great move.
So then she gets out and she does the Negan bat on the other guy.
Which the other guy, it felt weird. Like she pulled out his mask and then like he was kind of like half smiling but also half struggling, and I'm like, why are you being
I wasn't sure if she maybe knew him, because she kind of reacted in a way like
and she kind of comforted him kind of like shh, like I think I would like
unless she was telling him shh you little bitch.
Shh, you're dead, bitch.
You're dead.
maybe and then the other girl
She kills Ashley Green. She tricks Ashley Green into thinking that she's one of those guys. So she's like, "Oh yeah, she's like, meet me at the car. Yeah, I killed her, whatever, whatever." So she actually uses something that she learned in her science class. Don't ask me what it was.
Great memory. Very quick on her feet. This girl's good. Like, she pretty much just took down 4 people on her own. And no offense to the groundskeeper and the security guard and the dog Titus, but my guys,
I would have not remembered anything in a moment like that.
I think I would have just gotten bleach and thrown it at her face. And
she mixed sodium something, and I'm lying to you if I'm telling you what I think it is, but she mixes two powders of some type of something. It's
super explosive, like, or
as soon as, yeah, because once it touches water, it becomes flammable.
Which
so is that's how she does to the girl. She throws all this powder on her. And then she's like, "Don't come close." And in my mind, I'm like, "What are you doing with that cup of water, bro?"
Good luck. I mean, she had a little, what was that? It's not even a knife. It's the thing that cuts open boxes or whatever.
Box blade. A box.
A box blade.
We're making up terms, guys. We don't know.
Thank you for the new box blade.
And if I'm right, then I'm winning.
I will say, the killings were great. It really showed, like, this girl has got it all. She was able to defeat all these people. I mean, kill them, massacre them. I just feel like the ending, her name is Justine, and she kills this girl. She watches her burn. She takes a little video.
I feel like she was probably still alive. In my mind, I would have been like, I'm gonna have to stomp on this girl's neck a little bit, because
I just feel like, why not? Yeah, stomp on her face, decapitate her, or do anything. Really make sure she's dead, right? Because this happens all the time in horror movies. We all know this. You think they're dead, and then guess what?
They're not.
And you're like, oh no. She takes a video, she puts it on the black web, and she's like, oh, or the dark web, and she's like, oh.
She's like, I have defeated you guys. The hunt is over. But there's still a bunch of these people out there, so I don't know about the hunt.
Oh, no, a ton. And then she follows up with...
Oh, wait. First, she reports it to the police. The police start cracking down on all these cults around the U.S. Blah, 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 blah. And then they start panning out, and she says,
Justine is dead. My name is Christy. Which, for me... I thought that shouldn't have been said, because the whole movie, they're taunting her by calling her Christy.
And she's like, I'm not Christy.
Exactly. So why would you now be like, yeah, no, I'm Christy. Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm totally keeping this now. I love it.
Like, okay. Why are we doing this? You were doing so well up till now. But I will say, I feel like it wasn't a bad movie. It was free. It wasn't what I was expecting, but I did like it. It kept me entertained. The kills were cool. If I had to rate it from a 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I'm going to have to give it a solid 6.
From 1 to 10?
Yeah, I'm being a little harsh only because I don't like the ending. I don't like that they killed everyone, also her boyfriend. which that whole boyfriend scene really, God.
Because he showed up last minute.
He did. Also, guys.
Should have just stayed his ass home.
With his something we probably mom. Should have said in the beginning was spoilers.
Oh.
as we literally have just gotten in so far into this whole movie, now is when I was like, I feel like
we've been I'll put spoilers in the caption.
Thank you. Thank you. What would you rate this movie?
I think I'd rate it. I mean, I liked it. I think I'd rate it like like a 7.5, 8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, I was digging it.
You were digging it. Fun fact, this movie was debuted on Lifetime on October 17th.
On Lifetime?
Lifetime took up this movie, and then it was released on Netflix November 5th, 2015. I'm sure they put it on Lifetime and they're like, yeah, no, this is not a Lifetime movie whatsoever.
Hold on, that's what I was gonna say. Did you say Lifetime, like the Christmas Hallmark, like the Christmas movie Lifetime?
Yes, it was. The film was debuted on Lifetime on October 17th, 2015, and was then released shortly on Netflix November 5th, 2015. I'm sure in that October stage, October and November, people were like, yeah, this isn't a Lifetime movie. No, no, no. And Netflix was like, we'll take you. We'll take you, my dear. I will say, it was on Netflix for a while, though. And then I feel like it was on Hulu, and now it's on Prime. So it is on
Hulu. When you told me it was on Hulu, I was like, no, it's not.
I think they might have taken it off, or maybe it was just always on Netflix, and I had the assumption it was on Hulu. But if you guys want to watch it, it is on Prime. It's Christy, the 2014, K-R-I-S-T-Y. All right, well, we are going to our other way more Thanksgiving-y movie, which is called Pilgrim. It's from Hulu's little original Into the Dark series, I want to say, that they have going on.
Okay. So
yeah. So Hulu has this fun little thing, all right? It's called Into the Dark. You know, it is Hulu Into the Dark. It is they call it a television series, but they have shows, they have movies. And some of the movies are actually Blumhouse, like this Pilgrim movie.
This is a Blumhouse movie.
Yep. Fun little fact.
Look at you knowing more than me today. I love it.
Look, guys, I was, you know, I have to, I was just trash last weekend. So
she's having a redemption moment.
Oh my God. All right. They have a what?
I just looked up the Into the Dark. So they have a Halloween movie, they have a Thanksgiving, they have Christmas, New Year's Eve, Valentine's, International Women's Day, April Fool's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Independence Day, first day of school, and Daughter's Day.
And your girl has seen it. I've literally have seen them all. I don't remember. Yeah, I just like, okay, like for example, this Pilgrim one, I saw it when it came out in 2019. But if I'm being honest, I must have been doing something while I was watching the movie because it left nothing in my brain. Like as soon as I started watching it, like I got like halfway into the movie, I was like, oh my God, I remember this movie. But I've seen the mother one, I've seen the daughter one. The daughter one is really creepy. Side note.
Beautiful. Now we have movies lined up. Anyway, so this movie is called Pilgrim, and it starts off with a little girl swinging her legs, and it's kind of just like just showing her legs under the table. You can hear her parents arguing in the back saying, you don't appreciate me or something like that. You're ungrateful or something like that.
Yeah, the dad was pretty much, well, the mom was yelling and she was like, you don't appreciate me. You don't love me. She was really in her feels, which like, you know, I would be too.
Right. So then you pan out. Now we're in the future. I don't recall what it was that happened to her mother. She left or she died or?
No. So her mom left. Her mom pretty much left. They were kind of making like the assumption that she left because of the new stepmom, because this new stepmom had mentioned it like, oh, is it because of me? And he's like,
like the reason that they got separated was because of her or something.
Yeah, and he was very much like, no, she always wanted to separate with me, like she just didn't want to be with me.
So now this girl lives with her stepmom and her new little baby brother, and
this
hold on, can I side note real quick, I'm watching, I have in the background Scary Movie 4, and the amount of ridiculous crap that has happened this whole time.
I mean, it'd be a scary movie if it doesn't have ridiculous.
Oh, she's washing the old lady with urine. Oh, whatever. Anyways.
Oh, that scene.
That was so funny. So, back to Pilgrim. So, you know, everybody's into their devices, their cell phones. The dad's constantly looking up stocks, right? Stocks or something like that on the phone.
Yeah, he's looking up stocks. The little brother is the only one who I never really see.
He's legit. I love him. I forgot his name. Tate.
His name is Tate. He is adorable. The main, the sister is named Cody. Mm-hmm. The mom is named Anna. And I won't even lie to you, I don't know the dad's name, but
I want to say it's Shane.
You know what? It might be Shane. Well, there's a Barker family.
He's from
Final Destination.
Final Destination one. I was gonna say Urban.
As soon as I saw him, I said, "Wow, you have aged, my man. But you're looking good though. You're looking real good."
I know. So then, you know, the mom is like, "Can you guys?" I'm not even gonna stop saying anything because I'd be saying the same thing. Can you guys please get off your devices and just like not be on your devices for like 3 seconds? So she's upset because of all that, and she's having like, I guess she's always trying to put up
a front
to everybody else. Yeah. Like, oh, I have the perfect family, and we never argue, and blah blah blah. And
exactly.
So whatever, What were you gonna say?
No, go.
Oh. So she's like, oh, you know, she's having a Thanksgiving.
So she's having a Thanksgiving reenactment.
When she had the people over, she was having like a powwow, like a drinks cocktail party or whatever. So then there she tells her friends, like, I figured it out. I saw a flyer that says that these reenactors will come to your house and reenact the first Thanksgiving and show your family how to be grateful again and appreciate all the things that you give them. What?
Let me tell you, this would have never happened in my house by far.
First of all, not with your dad. I promise that 100%.
Oh no, uh-oh.
Be like, oye, que esta mierda?
Oye, ve de baña, descarado. Pretty much get away. I don't know you.
So now, knock, knock, right? It's a male and a female pilgrim that show up. Ethan? What was his name?
Ethan and Patience. A little side note, Patience has no patience.
No patience.
Whole movie. So don't know why she was given that little name.
So they're going around and they're telling everybody, you know, like, oh, we're gonna live with you for a week or something like that, right?
Yeah, he has said we're gonna live with you for a few days. And Cody hears this and is like, hello, stranger danger.
Yeah, first of all, why is nobody listening to Cody? She's like the only enlightened teenager I've ever seen in my entire life in a movie. She's like, first of all, that's weird. How are you gonna bring strangers into our home where exactly. Your daughter and your son live and you don't even know these people?
You don't know them. Also, where did you find them? That was so her biggest thing was, oh my God, people, the reviews. Raving about these people saying that they changed their life. And I'm like, nah, dude. Red flag numero uno.
Yeah, super weird. You don't just hire people. Well, you know what? People hire people off the internet all the time. But this is just a weird situation. So then these people, right? So the mom is like, all right, listen, Cody, go set up the guest room for these people because they're going to stay. Oh, no, the guy was going to stay there. Even worse, you have a daughter or you have the guy stay there. And then she told her friend who was going through some issues, like, hey, I got you this chick to help you out in your house, Patience. And she's kind of just like, I really don't want this gift.
Which was super rude because let me tell you, if you did that to me, I'd be like, hey, I love you, but yeah, no, you're taking them. You're taking all of them. You're gonna take both of them. Thank you.
So now they, you know, setting up the guest room for these people, blah 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 blah. And
I want to say that they do mention when they're in the home, when she's having the little powwow with all her friends, there was like some side conversations happening with, I don't want to say Stepford wives, but whatever, you know, whatever, the wives there. And they were like, oh my God, his ex-wife she was never this self-involved and so into social media.
It was all the suburban wives were saying.
I mean, Steph kids? Isn't that
like a... No, somebody just called them step for why they them. All look the same. I don't, you know what? I don't know what I'm talking about. So
or sign no, I'm gonna no gonna look for that. But you know,
this is where shit starts going downhill from here. So they have a little dinner. And they're eating with Ethan. I don't remember if Patience is there.
So they're eating with Ethan. Patience is not there. She's at the home because, you know, of course, she decided to actually take what Anna said and was like, you know what? I'm going to go and stay with this lady. And Patience doesn't take no for an answer, which, you know, is rude. So Ethan is talking. He's talking about the Mayflower and all this. And then Cody is kind of like having some banter with him. Very.
Can I tell you that her reaction to that was exactly how I react to it? Because she was like, he was like, oh, you know, first of all, he has his weird voice. He's like, we came over on the Mayflower. And we shared with the Indians. And she's like, the First Nation. Damn, what did she say? First Nation Native Americans, you mean? Not and, Indians?
And then Anna, Cody,
don't be rude. And then he's like, oh, whatever, whatever. She's like, oh, you mean when they came and oppressed the whole people? And I was like, yes, girl, let him know.
Do it on him, Cody. Do it. You know, one thing that we didn't mention is that prior to the pilgrims coming, they had a dinner, and that's when the mom, La Bruja did say, that's when the mom was like, oh, you know, you guys are on your technology, whatever, whatever. They're doing the wishbone, and
Cody
ends up winning the wishbone, and the mom, I guess, had mentioned that the pilgrims were coming, and they were doing like a Thanksgiving reenactment.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, whoever breaks off the biggest piece, you know, the wishbone rules, whoever breaks off the biggest piece wins. And Cody, their wish comes true.
Yes. And then Cody says
in her head,
I hope this backfires on you. And then, you know, the little brother being like the cutest and the sweetest little 8-year-old I've ever met says, Cody, I hope your wish comes true. And I kind of wish he wouldn't have said that because it came true. Right?
Okay. So now they're at this dinner.
Mm-hmm. Now they're at this dinner. I feel that Ethan was taking his job too serious, right? Like the whole time I'm like, whoa, guy, take it easy, bro. Like break in character, break your character.
He understood the assignment.
But it wasn't so much a character. Yeah, he understood the assignment, my guy, because it was definitely not. It was legit, for real, all him. So while they're showing you Ethan and like his, I guess his interactions with the family, they also pan out and show you the interactions that Patience is having with the neighbor. Never and I will written. Say, this whole movie gave me anxiety because they were panning out in and out so close to their face that I was like, I can see your boogers, my guy. Back up. It was too much. It was too much anxiety for me. Like Patience was driving me nuts. And she was just creepy with her eyes. I really couldn't.
So Patience is at this lady's house and she's kind of like, oh, you know, I think the mom was explaining how, I guess she's single right now and she has, you know, she's going through a lot right now and she's been drinking and blah, blah, blah.
And then, her son hasn't been helping her. But yeah, again,
so now Patience is like, oh, he should help you because he needs to be grateful for everything you give him. And she's like, oh, no, you know, I don't mean it like that. Like he helps me, you know, he's grateful. Whatever. Patience already took this to another level.
You're for real.
And like with the French toast. And I think it happens rather quickly, no? After it that.
Does. So so she's making her tea because the neighbor was like, oh yeah, I don't feel good. Like I'm, you know, like I'm tired, like this and that. And you know, Patience is there essentially to help her. So she's like, I'll make you a tea. You'll feel so much better. I'm pretty sure that she spiked her tea because
I don't know. She put something in that tea. So then, you know, they fast forward, I guess Yeah, like a few seconds, and her son comes home. Right? No, he doesn't come home yet.
No. So, okay. Just kidding. So the son is actually with Cody, the daughter, because the neighbor, both of the neighbors, they're both of their teenage kids. They're dating each other. So her boyfriend goes to Cody's house, and he's staying over. Ethan, which is the other pilgrim, it's super late at night. Keep this in mind. It's like 8:39. Let's give a time.
I know frame. That's super late. 8:39.
My guy, it's 9:40 right now.
And I'm tired. So then,
that can be.
So Cody hears a noise. Ethan, Cody hears a noise, she tells her boyfriend, "Hold on, bro. Like, chill out. Give me a second." So she walks over. I don't know. Her brother and her have like Jillian, Jack,
yeah,
and Jack.
Yeah, they have
she goes into the Jack and Jill bathroom to go see what's up with her brother because she thought she heard a noise. And who does she see on her little brother's bed? Acotado, bien comfortable.
Como si fuera, my guy. This guy
like, was this is not your bed. Down,
very like Titanic style on Tate's bed, like telling him a bedtime story. Like, my guy.
And he was like, and the Lord bless them. Blah, 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 blah.
And Tate, this little 8-year-old, is just so interested in the story. He's like, whoa, like, Tate, bro. Yeah, come on, man.
The grown-ass man should not be in your room.
Read the room, Tate.
Why your mom should not let these people stay in the house.
Yeah, the mom was very easy. Like, really, you didn't find it weird, Anna, that Ethan was just going to stroll up on your son's bed? Just give him a bedtime story? Because you guys do that often? Yeah, no. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Cody instantly knew that there was something wrong with Ethan. She knew something was there. She didn't like it. She wasn't about this life. The next day, that's when the neighbor
happened. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. So, you know, they pan out later and this kid is going home. And then you see patients and he walks in and he hears thudding, dun, dun, dun. Right. And that sounds like something else.
That's what she was doing though.
This kid is walking upstairs. He's getting closer to the sound. And then he walks into the room and patience has her back to the door, but it looks like she's churning butter, right? And he gets closer.
And she's going ham.
Damn. Also, can you tell me if there's blood instead of butter, but I'm not sure what it was.
I don't know if it was berries.
Like no, it was berries. Blood.
I mean.
Because then the kid runs out and then you see his mom dead on the floor.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm not sure if it was the poison berries or like some berries or if. She took and something from the mom. No.
If it was blood, you actually took the time. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna turn this blood. Like, why? Why, girl? It's
patience.
Why are you so nasty?
And it's what she does. So now at this point, patience also grabs this boy. She gets him, right? Boom. Now we're back in the house.
Now we're back in the house. And then Anna, which is Cody's mom, brings in patience. Impatience looking like a little lost little deer.
The other lady, I don't know, let's call her Jenny.
She took her son and left. It happened so quickly.
Yeah, so we don't want, you know, we don't want patience to stay in the house by herself. So she's gonna come stay with us. So right here, Cody's like, pause. Okay.
That's bullshit.
She's like, my man's would not leave without telling me. So she dips, she runs to the house. It's my running sound because I'm running so fast.
Whoa! That's my running sound.
Are you falling when you run? Whoa!
I'm excited to get to my destination. So that's why I go, whoa!
So she gets to her man's house and she's like, babe. I don't know his name. Babe, where are you?
She's looking for him. She's looking. She went upstairs. She went to the kitchen.
Yeah, so she goes upstairs and she saw the. Did she see the mom? I don't even remember. She saw the mom.
She sees a jar of I think it was berries or jam or whatever. She's sitting on the floor, and then obviously, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what berries that was, but that was some pretty liquefied berries, if you ask me. She sees it on the floor. You think it's blood. She gets closer. It ain't no blood. Actually, no, it's not blood. It's Jerry. It's a jam or whatever. It's
Jerry?
Jerry. I'm sorry. It's a jam. I meant to say berries. And then I don't know if like her, you know, her walking activated the door for the pantry to open where her man comes out.
Oh, yeah. His body falls out of the pantry and she's like, nah.
I would have gone straight to patients and just knocked her right in the choach and been like, puh, puh. That again. I mean, you can because you already killed them once, but
I can't do it. So now she runs back home and she's like, what's happening? Oh my God. And then she runs back home. That's her crying. That was my crying sounds.
Wait. Oh yeah. Okay. Because I was really going into this movie. I like wrote just pages on pages of this movie because it was pretty aggravating, this little pilgrims in this movie. I feel like they were just doing so much and I was like, what are you doing, bro? Like, what are you doing? The whole time, okay, this happens. Okay, so there is a scene that Ethan, the pilgrim, is again with Tate, the 8-year-old alone, because, you know, once isn't enough. He's with him again, and Tate sees, like, this crow on the floor, and he's trying to help him, and then Ethan goes into this whole
story. That was way in the beginning.
I know, but I just wanted to say it because
that was the first red flag that the viewer should have known about Ethan, yes.
They make sure to put candies because, okay, so after he tells them the story, pretty much it like justifies like the bird, the crow wanted more. So the crow ended up getting nothing and ends up dying, whatever. So he gives Tate a candy, which also those candies, I don't know what they're called.
Ugh, they're terrible.
But they're the shittiest candy in the world. That the fact that Tate was so excited to even receive one of these candies just kind of makes me feel kind of sad because I'm like, what candies do you get? Do you get Tootsie Roll, bro? Because I also don't like Tootsie Roll.
I hate Tootsie Roll.
If you guys like those, my apologies in advance.
I wish you knew what that candy was.
Just write shitty candies. Sure, come on. Again, my palate is different, guys. I'm saying that with a grain of salt. So whatever he's saying the story, Tate then goes off and then Ethan grabs...
Bro, I literally put shitty candies and it was the first one that came out.
I stand corrected then.
These?
Again. Okay, so they're like that, but instead of caramel, it's a different, it's like a Laffy Taffy. It's like taffy. Is that what it's called? Taffy?
Oh, well, whatever. Sorry, I was interrupting you with my candy story.
Please, I asked you to look for it.
Better.
And I'm glad you did. So when he stomps on the bird, on the crow, he has this, again, for me, it was like an orgasmic phase. And I was just so like, I was so grossed out. I was like, bro, why are you doing this, man? Like,
yeah, how dare you kill the crow? Anyways, then back to the part where we're at.
Back to the part where she finds her boyfriend dead. She runs back into the home and she tells, she runs back to the home. Actually, no, side note. Prior to this, while she is, I guess, 3 minutes into her boyfriend's home, her parents are starting to freak out because they can't find Tate, the 8-year-old, and they can't find Cody.
Yeah, and the pilgrims are like, don't worry where they're at. They're fine.
They're with us. They're fine, which, not going to lie, I'm not a parent, but I have worked with a lot of children, and I've taken babysat, and I've taken a lot of kids into my own, and me not being a mom, I would have punched them right both in the nuts and the cho-chan, but like,
I would have fought everybody at this point.
Oh, and there was a lot of pilgrims. It wasn't just Ethan.
Oh, because Randon first it started off with two, and then more started showing up.
And then four came, then 10. It was like 10.
It was mad pilgrims.
Which, like, again, how did you reach them? By a cell phone? Because pilgrims, you're not using
still have cell phones.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
pretty much the pilgrims, they start to look up at them, and then they start to grab them both, and they whip the dad, and then they burn the mom with like a bee emblem, right? Was it a bee emblem?
Bee for bitch. No, I don't know what the bee was for. Bee
for patience.
Oh, P. I thought you said B.
No, I said it should have been P. All right.
Oh, got it. Well, anyways, go. Uh-huh.
So pretty much after this, the daughter runs in. She finds her parents. She hears her parents, and she sees them. And the pilgrims are all inside doing their own thing. And she's able to, you know, untie her parents into that weird little thing that they had her parents in. And then her parents are trying to find Tate. The mom gets captured again by the pilgrims, like, my guy, get it together, bro.
You couldn't have.
Come on. And then the dad falls. And unfortunately, the dad.
Wait, so then, you know, you have the girl looking for her brother, and then she remembers they have this fun little knocking game where he hides in the wall, and then she knocks and she finds him, and he doesn't come out until she finds him. So she finds him and she takes him somewhere else, like, listen, stay here, don't move until I come back and get you. Either way. So then, I think that happens later, but you know, I'm all over the place right now.
It's fine. Look at the time. I can see you're a little tired. Work was.
Can you see my eyeballs?
Yeah. I feel like your insomnia today is like, knock, knock, baby.
It's the wine.
So the dad is met by his ultimate fate, which is, again, patience. I can't stand that bitch. And she acts as him real good. But, you know, so pretty much Cody and Anna, which is the daughter and the stepmom, they are preparing the meals to be thankful. And Ethan is yelling at them, and he's like,
oh, by force.
Yeah. Don't think they're doing this for funsies either. Cody remembers this little thing that Ethan had said, where if the stem of the berries are green, they are poisonous. So she's making some berries or whatever. What's that thing called?
Mashing it.
Oh, okay, yeah. She's mashing the berries. And while, you know, the guy is yelling and talking, she decides to grab a handful of poisonous berries, and she starts mashing them. And that's when she tells him, like, oh, no, I'm very thankful, this. She goes into a whole spiel. Little does she know is that she grabbed, like, what looked like a knife, but it's not a knife. And she jams it to the patient's hand that goes directly to the side of her
yes. face. I'm gonna post that. I'm gonna post that picture on Instagram.
You would have thought she would have been dead.
Yeah.
She was not, which was so infuriating. Like, how are you alive? You just got, like, it was an ice pick. There you go.
Yeah, you got stabbed in the face, like in the head.
Yeah, on the side of your head. Like, what are you, an eight? What are you, Terminator? Come on, bro. I can't stand her. So then that leads to what La Bruja said, which is where her sister finds Tate, places Tate in another hiding spot, was like, stay here, don't come out. And then they're all sitting at the dinner table, and Patience decides to bring the main meal, which is her dad's head being, you know, just there for the food end.
Oh, because he says, what did Ethan say? He goes, today your father will provide for all of us. And I was like,
oh my God. Mm. And they were shoving meat into both Cody and Anna's face, but little do they know is that Cody had her own little tricks up her sleeves. And, you know, they're eating those berries like there's no tomorrow. And again, the director of this movie, he wanted to give you this whole anxiety-filled roller coaster, because the whole movie, this whole scene, they're panning in and out closely to the people eating, and they're like, oh, laughing while there's like food like coming out of their face, which also, I was like,
yeah, these people, how long have these people not eaten? And they were eating like they were starved.
They were eating, yes, like as if they were starved. I was like, ill, dude. Like, I was
low-key. Have manners. My mother would have killed me if I would have ate that way at the dinner table.
Exactly. Take your manners. Even if you're being vengeful and killing, take your manners with you. Good point. So since it was poisonous, you know, everybody's vomiting blood at this point. And Tate comes out because Patience was upstairs vomiting blood all over his little hiding spot. So he's like, all right, this is a good time than never to come out. So he comes out. He unties his sister and his mom. And then that's when the mom kills Patience. She stabs her right in the throat.
Nice.
With like, I think, a piece of bone. Yeah, it was super nice. And then all three of them, the mom, Tate, and Cody, gather as Ethan is struggling outside by his little tent thing that he made, his little house that he made out of woods, which God knows how much
it looked like an outhouse.
There you go. It looked like an outhouse. They go, and Ethan's last words are, don't you thank me? Like, aren't you more thankful now? And I don't know. I don't know if she said happy Thanksgiving or she said something around the line.
Oh, he said, your wish came true.
Oh, God. Oh, and that's when she follows up with happy Thanksgiving.
Probably. I think very yippee-ki-yay motherfucker ending.
yippee-ki-yay motherfuckers. Oof, that's a good one. Great movie. That's also in Christmas, though. So
she was like, happy Thanksgiving.
And then she gets that accent. She's like, Rata! It was a great ending. It was a great Thanksgiving movie.
Besides them not having their dad, but yes, it was a great movie.
Dad part was a little unfortunate, but
very, very final destination. Finally got him.
Oh my God, I know, that's what we were saying. We were like, well, I guess he didn't get hit by that billboard. So cruel of us. So it brings me to...
It's a very, very Thanksgiving-y movie.
It is. I will say from, you know, Christy was taking place during Thanksgiving break, and this was...
But this was like, I'm going to jam Thanksgiving down your throat.
Yeah, this was like, no neighbors are around. We're all Thanksgiving break. But, you know, so aggressive, but I loved it. I will give this movie a 7.5, almost an 8, only because you killed the dad, my guy. Unnecessary. You killed the neighbor and the kid. Super unnecessary. Also, again, the director's way of shooting this film gave me so much anxiety that I was like, please stop. Please back away from their mouths. I do not need to see them swallowing their food. Ugh. Oh, please don't do that. You guys can't see, but La Bruja is just real getting in the camera. Oh, God. What would you give this movie? I feel like you have different...
I liked it. For being what it, you know... Is it the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life? No. But for what it was pretty good. I give it like an 8.
Okay, so we're right about the same. 7.5, 8. I mean, just some of the killings were gonna have to happen. Why? Guys, next week I'm getting a microphone and I tell you I'm excited. I'm excited because you'll hear me better. Well, let's hope, right? Because
she's been driving herself crazy with like, I don't sound as clear as you.
Also, way too many people have been telling me that. And I'm like, all right, I get it. My MacBook Air isn't carrying like amazing microphones.
She's literally making out with the computer just so that her sound can be better. She's like all up in its grill.
And you know what? I hear no complaints on this side. Okay, no, on a serious note, guys, we want to thank you again for joining us on another episode.
And we're grateful that you're here listening to us.
Exactly.
I wish I had some sort of, oh, I wish I had some sort of horrific Thanksgiving story to tell you, but I only have one, which is not really, it's not really horrific, but when I went to the army, it was November 19. And when I was in holding, waiting to go to my unit, they gave us a feast, okay, in boot camp. They were like, eat all you want. We had crab legs. We had steak. We had something. I don't know. We had a lot of food. And everybody was stuffing their face. They're like, wow, this is super cool. The army is so awesome giving us all this food.
Look at them being so nice to us.
Yeah, we should have known better. The next day, they woke us up at 5 a.m. to run like 7 miles, dude. And everybody was throwing up all over the place. It was the most disgusting.
I would have automatically been like, why would they do that? Was that like a little trick?
It was like some type of like initiation or what's it called? I think it's called initiation.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
It was disgusting. It was
like pledges.
Pledging, yes.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was terrible. It was like, hey, it's your first week. We're going to make your life horrible for the first week.
Come join us. We'll make it all.
Come join Uncle Sam. All right, well.
Oh, before I forget, fun little fact. Pilgrim is apparently inspired by tree vents. So when the movie ended, they put a picture of these three kids, and in the background you see a pilgrim, and then they block out his eyes, which little things like that creep me out. So they're saying that it is inspired by true stories, by true events. How true is it? We don't know, but it is. They said that there was a lot of actors that would do these Thanksgiving reenactments without the killing, and they would break character. They would not break character for whatever it was. I doubt that it was to that extent where they killed. Again, this would be on the news. But
definitely. Also, Ethan annoyed the shit out of me. But anyways, what are we going to talk about next week?
So next week, we have another two movies for you guys. So we're going to let you know what they are right now, just if you guys want to watch them. So we have Poltergeist. I'm going to give you some info on that before we...
Poltergeist is only available on Troma.
Night of the Chicken Dead. It's a 2006 horror comedy. Don't want to give too much away, but it seems like a fun little movie. And our second pick will be done.
We'll figure it later out.
Later this week, and either La Bruja or Sammy La Vampira will post it on Instagram. She hates the name.
Fucking Sammy.
But the name doesn't
hate. Por favor.
My ay, ¿qué te pasa, bro? La Vampira.
Oh my God. Okay, so thanks for joining us, the Horror Horrors. I have such a hard time saying Horror Horrors.
You know what? It's because it's a WH and then the H. Horror.
Horror Horrors. Horror Horrors. Well, thanks for joining us, the Horror Horrors, on Horror Mass.
We want to say that we eventually will put up a
video on our YouTube channel.
It's either one of us isn't feeling themselves, the other one isn't fit. You know, we're really playing.
I look pretty insane right now. My eyes are swollen. The other day, this girl was hungover. Then the other day, we both just look crazy. We're going to get it together, guys. We're going to get it together.
Next week. Get it together. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We are going to sign off. And with that, we
will be right back. Bye.